Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all absolutely doing fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December 29th of the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio, in the media, and our lives. Welcome to the broadcast. We don't need a revolution. We need a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we use the blueprint for liberty, supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders the best way to get that done. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast brought to you by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys today, thepowermall.com. We talked about the Star Wars film, it being cult-like. No one can tell me if the Force is good or evil. The Star Wars film, very cult-like in nature, becomes fastest movie to reach $1 billion in sales. They got it done in 12 days. $1 billion, ladies and gentlemen. It's sad you can't get people to focus on Christ and Christmas, but you can get people to focus on getting and spending and materialistic things and Star Wars. That's easy. You want to focus on liberty? Wow, that's a tough road to hoe, to say the least. In Texas, they say it's total devastation. Total devastation across the South as tornadoes are everywhere. Make for a deadly, fierce December, says USA Today. Scary stuff, folks. Our prayers are with the people across the South. They say thousands of people need home repairs they can't afford. So there you go. It's a brutal December. They claim it's global warming. The problem is there's snow going on everywhere, so they don't know how to handle that. What 25 words would you use if that was all you were permitted to write to your family? They didn't even know if you were alive, huh? What would you tell them? Sam wrote his 25 words and challenges everyone to figure out what would your 25 words be. Mine would be the following. Keep the commandments. Remember Jesus. Forgive completely. Pray always. Follow the Spirit. Yeah. Repent daily, serve willingly, say thank you, love others, return with honor, and smile would be my 25 words. That's a recap of Hour 1. It's available at LibertyRoundtable.com if you want to listen to that broadcast. Hour 2, we talked about a letter, quote, Dear White America, Black Professor's open letter asks readers to admit to the racist poison that's inside of you. Guy's name is George Yancey. In my opinion, he's absolutely off his rocker. Yancey called his letter, quote, Dear White America. It was published, believe it or not, in the New York Times. One commenter wrote about the open letter. This focus on getting white people to admit their privilege, rather than focusing on conversations of how to help their schools, their neighborhoods, their families, addressing their poverty makes no sense. My question for this professor and these black professors promoting this open letter, they lie with a foredrawn conclusion. You always win the argument if you frame the argument. If we accept that we're all racist because we're white, and any argument we make, they dismiss and pre-address with their canned arguments. There's no way we can argue against that or win against that. But I submit, what gives them authority to judge my heart? Okay, you don't know what I think and what I feel and what I believe and why. You can't say definitively where I stand. Only God can do that, people. What can we do to improve lives is what I would ask next. Okay, you can say I'm a racist. You can say whatever you want to. I don't even care. I'm going to dismiss that. And I'm not even going to argue with you because it's a waste of time. You've already proven your agenda by framing the argument unfairly. You've judged my heart wrongfully. So I'm not even going to address any of those points. I'm just going to ask the question, what can we do to improve lives for everybody? And I would submit to you that we need to look to the traditional family for solutions. Absolutely. Because when you study society, stability, safety for men, women, and children, you find out that in the traditional family, that produces the best results, bar none. It is beyond debate. So all of you Black Lives Matter people, to all you people that claim, you know, white people are racist or whatever sideshow clown questions you want to create, I'm going to ignore every bit of that and say, I care about all people. How dare you judge my heart? And I want to see what I can do to improve the situation for everyone on the planet. And let's just start with those in America, because I'm not really in charge of other cultures, other religions, other governments, but I can influence my own. And I'm going to try to do my best to start at home, start with my family, start with my neighborhood, start with those around me. I'm going to do my best to use my influence to improve the lives of everyone, everywhere, all the time. And I'm going to look to God, family, and country to get that done. So let's start talking about reality, if you want to talk about history, and statistics about the freedoms in America, the fundamental unit of the family, focusing on God's principles for stability and safety in that family that God has ordained, is the best bar none environment to raise children, to take care of women, and to bless man. Okay, that's just bar none the answer. So let's just triple down on these realities. And if you want to call me a racist, fine, have your way. Whatever you want to say, I don't even care. Because what you say is just a sideshow. It's a clown question, bro. It's a waste of our time because it gets us nowhere. What do you want to do? Definitively get me to admit something? Let's say that I admit it. I disagree, but let's say that I admit it. Now what? See, we don't get anywhere with any of that. Okay, I never held slaves. I've never agreed with slavery. I've never done anything negative to a black person in my life or to anybody else for that matter, to the best of my ability. Have I made mistakes in life? Sure. But we need to really focus on how do we improve lives? And the answer is we look to the family. All right, that's a recap of yesterday's broadcast. It is available on demand at libertyroundtable.com anytime you like. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. I'm on the road. I'm in studio. Kurt's on the road right now due to the Christmas holidays, etc. Kurt, I don't know how I missed this. Maybe you saw it, but I didn't. Dr. James Dobson endorses Ted Cruz for president.
I did see it. And I can't remember. It happened, you know, with the last 10 days or so. And I forgot. I probably just looked at it on one computer and forgot to tell you on another one or something. But, yeah, that's
what do you think happened. Of that, Kurt? Doesn't James Dobson understand the Constitution and the fact that Ted Cruz is not constitutionally qualified? That's the first point.
That's a good point. And, you know, I would like to ask him what his thoughts are on that. He may, like many others, say, well, it's, you know, he's like the best choice we've got or whatever. And it seems like so many times that's what happens. We're left to, what would we say? Not really the lesser of two evils, but we're just, you know, left without the real choices we want to make.
Well, that's a good point. And I'm going to defend Dobson, even though I just kind of, you know, focused on something that concerns me greatly that I don't think many people get. I don't understand why they don't get it, but they don't. But I'm going to defend James Dobson a little bit and say, what are his choices for endorsement? I mean, look, Hillary Clinton.
Good point.
You know, what religious group, what would focus on religion in a way? Who would be the most religious of all the guys out there running?
Well, you know, that's one of the things, at least in my mind, when it comes to it. You got Huckabee, who, you know, as far as I know, hasn't folded up his tent yet. but you know, was a former pastor and you know that kind of thing, and so at least he would be the logical kind of choice.
Yeah, except he doesn't have a prayer to win. He's not even in the top tier, number one and number two. He's been attacking people where Ted Cruz has been more of a Christian kind person so far.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you there, and you know, I guess he's come out and said he's for Ted Cruz.
Very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. Quick pause. News the networks refuse to use straight ahead. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Kurt, I want to get your take on this as well. John Kerry is in the news. I don't really know what for, but the guy's just an idiot. Nevertheless, John Kerry now admits that American CO2 cuts wouldn't really change anything, according to Breitbart. Now, you know, CO2 cuts relate to this global warming thing that, you know, you can't run your power plant, you can't breathe, you can't have cows fart, you can't whatever. And I look at this thing and John Kerry blatantly admitted, says Breitbart, that, hey, even if we cut CO2, it wouldn't change anything. So they're creating environmental guidelines, rules, regulations, et cetera, that literally impact our lives on a daily basis, cost us more money for our energy, restrict what we can do, restrict our use of the land. The list goes on and on with the Agenda 21 now replaced with Agenda 2030 ideologies. And really, he admits it wouldn't do any good. It doesn't make any difference. But yet you bring this up and you're nothing but a denier, Kurt. You're a denier. Because you don't go along with their bogus agenda that isn't scientific fact at all. But since enough scientists agree, you're not allowed to be addressing the issues as you see them, or you're nothing but an environmental heretic. Your thoughts, Kurt?
Well, you know, I mean, it's just, I guess you'd just say more of the same. You know, and I was thinking even more on this whole cruise thing, but just before we go back there, you know, you look at John Kerry, look at his, I guess you could say, track record, you know, basically marrying into the wealthy Hines family, the way I remember it. Therefore, you know, I mean, heck, you, of course, got to be senator. And, you know, he's really, I mean, he was, what would you say? I mean, he deserved to be president, Sam, and you just didn't support him like you should have. And so now he's gracing us with his presence as a secretary of, is it? Yeah, I think it's state. But anyway, you know, he's just one more of the king men that, you know, gallivant around and really don't support liberty and freedom, and yet, you know, try to tell us what we're supposed to do with the little bits of liberty and freedom that we have left.
Where do we go from here?
Well, you know, I was looking back at that Dobson thing, and it was interesting to see their comments. When they, I guess this is about 10 days ago, when they decided both Dr. Dobson and his wife apparently have agreed to endorse Ted Cruz, the piece from the Washington Examiner, there was a piece in the Blaze, you know, a number of places that had it, but they quote Dobson's statement. It says, Ted Cruz's record on religious liberty, life, and marriage is second to none in this Republican field. Dobson said in a statement shared by the Cruz campaign, he went on to say, quote, I have met with the senator on multiple occasions. He is brilliant, articulate, and informed. Shirley and I have been praying for a leader such as this, and we are confident that Ted Cruz has the moral and spiritual foundations to lead our nation with excellence. Speaking as private individuals, we urge conservatives and people of faith to join us in supporting his race for the presidency. You know, that's the end of their statement. But, you know, one of the things this statement brings up is this goofy thing in America where we're told that we live in the land of freedom of speech. But if the Dobsons don't say something like speaking as private individuals, since they've had so much to do in the past with focus on the family and other groups, then somehow they're going to incur the wrath of you know, federal officials. I mean, it's just crazy where we've come in America, where you can, you know, a baby is, I mean, it's okay to just kill those because that's abortion and that's a mother's right to choose. But if somebody wants to say certain things, then they've got to say them a particular way or else, hey, they're going to suffer the consequences. And that's where we believe in the right to free speech. Huh? You know, it's just crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I don't really know what to say about some of this, Kurt, because what's fascinating to me is although we hear Trump battling back and forth with everybody. We have Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and Ben Carson and everybody begging me for money. They all complain about the mainstream press but don't have time for free press coverage that we can offer. It gets worse in my mind. And the reason that it gets worse is because nobody's talking about these environmental issues, really, on the campaign stage. Nobody's talking about these issues with regards to health care. Congress complained about health care forever, but now they passed a huge omnibus $1.1 trillion spending bill and gave the Democrats everything they want. So on one hand, we hear a lot of rhetoric, a lot of bouncing back and forth of ideas, a lot of endorsing of people, a lot of debate about who would be best and who would be worst and why. But I don't hear any real substantive discussions about anything that matters, Kurt.
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And, you know, you've got to look hard and long. I was talking with a close associate about, you know, this situation coming up this weekend, for us at least, this deal with the Hammond family. You know, you... On the one hand, you feel that, here we go again, you know, kind of Bundy or so many families across the West, especially these ranching families, have their lives. And
I would say not a single one of these candidates are talking about these ranching families that desperately need our help, Kurt. Not a one.
I know. And
there's no way to get a hold of any of them to discuss it either. In fact, I got an email from Ted Cruz just yesterday. It's like, Sam... And the headline was something like conference call. And I thought, you know what? I might actually be able to get on a conference call with Ted now. Oh, no. He said, I already had a conference call. And what I really need is money.
Yeah.
See? Again and again and again. Worthless. Now, I care about the Bundys and I care about the Hammonds big time. In fact, we're going to roll this Friday in support of the Hammonds. A lot of people that have done that have been arrested so far, Kurt. So... Be prepared to get on your shackles, my friend.
Yeah, I guess we get to ride with Sheriff Mack and Mr. Hammond Bundy, huh?
Yeah, well, maybe. We're going to drive up there and meet them and start the march, right?
Yeah, and then I guess, where is it that we go? It's up in, Oregon?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, yeah. Head right on through Boise to out in the boonies in Oregon. So that'll be interesting to check out. Now, let me just kind of articulate it this way, Kurt. On one hand, we think we're making, you know, progress in politics, and we try real hard. And I'm never going to give up, so don't misunderstand my statements. But you know what? Do you know who the most popular people in America are, Kurt?
Well, you mean besides the Star Wars guys?
Yeah.
Probably movie stars, I suppose, you know?
No, heck no, buddy.
Who's that?
Well, I'm supposed to make you wait till after the break to tell you, aren't I?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Hang tight. I'll get to it. This is Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station.
You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypasses 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all. And it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way he could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Kurt. So bottom line is they say Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are the most admired people in the world, according to Americans, according to the latest Gallup released poll. Let me say it again. Clinton and Obama, top U.S. poll on most admired people, according to the New York Times, reporting on a Gallup poll. Now listen carefully, just so you're clear on this. They say the sitting president is typically picked in the annual poll as the most admired man. Now listen, Mrs. Clinton has been at the top of the poll for the last 14 years. Everybody loves these people, Kurt. They absolutely love Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, says the pollsters. Now, first off, I want to know what you think of that, Kurt.
Well, first of all, you know, everybody doesn't love them. But, you know, I do agree that, you know, as you always teach, he who owns the media makes the rules, and they can make Hillary and Obama look pretty good if they want to, and typically the mainstream, you know, the big media boys, they want to do that because these are their choices.
You're exactly right. You nailed it. And the proof in the pudding is what they reveal later in the article, Kurt. Listen carefully. They then say this. The poll tends to reflect names of people who have recently appeared in news headlines, said Frank M. Newport, chief editor of the Gallup polling organization. Rather than choose from a list of names, they say, respondents answer based on whatever comes to mind. It very much reflects who has been in the news and who people can recall based on short-term memory. Mrs. Clinton has been the top choice more than any other woman, followed by Eleanor Roosevelt. Now, it's amazing. Now, let's just think about this. So the mainstream press reports on a poll. The poll is created by the mainstream press. I mean, these people are huge pollsters. So you got all these people in bed together, and they basically tell you, hey, the most loved people in America, basically the world from Americans' point of view, if you will, are Barack and Hillary. Period. And by the way, they get that from short-term memory from the news cycle. See, I told you this is how it works, Kurt. This is how they go. It very much reflects who has been in the news. The poll tends to reflect names of who's been in the news.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fascinating. Not that it's the truth. We've been talking about this forever. But what's fascinating to me, Kurt, is they're blatantly admitting it here. It very much reflects who has been in the news and who people can recall in a short period of time when interviewers ask them. Think about that. It's beyond imagination when you really think about it. But what do you expect? It's been that way forever. Right?
Yeah. Good point.
Now, guess who's the follow-up or runner-ups?
Probably ones who get the next coverage.
Now, who do you think's next, Kurt? Come on.
After Obama.
Yeah.
Well, you got probably Trump.
Yeah.
And,
hold on. Stop. The Donald. So when you listen carefully to this, when you think, and I don't mean you as in Kurt, I mean you as in anyone. When you think that they're doing their very best to down Donald Trump, you're wrong. They don't care if you like him or hate him. They don't care if it's good reporting or bad reporting. They know full well that if you mention his name enough, when asked, well, he's going to make America great again. He's built one of the most iconic companies in the world. You know what? He beats up the media and beats up the politicians. He's in. Americans don't think past that at all, Kurt. They just remember the name. And the mainstream press understands this. And so I'm telling you that they have built Trump. I'm telling you they could also take Trump down in a heartbeat, my friend. Now, who do you think's after that?
Let's see. Probably got some movie stars, unless you're talking about other political figures.
Well, Oprah Winfrey and Michelle Obama are next on the women's side.
There you go.
All right. Guess who's on the men's side after? Barack and the Donald. You know, Kurt?
Well, you've got Ted Cruz.
Pope Francis, sir.
Okay. Good. There you go. Well,
heck yeah.
He gets some coverage.
So I think about this, and I just say, their agenda is so clear and so transparent if you have eyes to see and ears to hear. They want Trump to be top, Kurt, or he wouldn't be. Trust you me. They realize this news cycle. And they blatantly say the poll tends to reflect names of people who have recently appeared on the news headlines. Said Frank M. Newport, chief and editor of the Gallup poll. He didn't say that you got to say good things about them in the news. He didn't say that you got to be friendly and kind to them in the news. He didn't say any of that. He just simply said you got to say their names over and over and over. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So think about that point. They say rather than offer a list of names, see, they're pretending that they're not swaying this way. They act like it's coming from the hearts and minds of the people. They don't even provide a list, Kurt. It comes from you. But they blatantly admit that, you know what? We tell you over and over and over and over and over and over in the media what the list of names are. Then we rely on your memory to see what you come up with, to see how good of a job we've done.
Mm-hmm. It's funny.
Okay? They want you to believe that, oh, since they don't provide a list of names, that by golly, it really is truly independent and truly you. That's where the lie is.
Mm-hmm.
In radio, we teach a principle called frequency and duration. What that means is the more often we say something, and duration, the longer we say it, the more effective it will be. That's what they're doing. No wonder Trump is second. They have touted Trump's name for good or for evil, doesn't matter, over and over and over and over and over and over for 6 long months. Most of the headlines are relatively positive. Most of the treatment is kid glove treatment, designed to make him popular. They've done the same thing with Barack Obama ever since you heard his name. In fact, you heard his name from them. They built him from a nobody to the most well-admired man, the most admired man in America. Okay? They built him completely, and they know it. And they could take both of them down, Barack Obama and Donald Trump, in 2 seconds. They've done it for Hillary Clinton for 15 years. Solid as a rock. No matter what scandal happens, it doesn't matter. Just get her name right, Kurt. Say she's a woman. Say she's been wronged by man. But she is so stable, so reliable, so faithful, so moral, so full of integrity and honor that she even endures that with grace, Kurt. And see, now people think, you know what? Hillary's just the best. I'm telling you, whoever they want to be president will be president, Kurt. And I can't even get my so-called friends that are running for office to see this. They're basically so busy telling me, Sam, we've even found a way for you to donate to our campaigns, and every penny will go to the campaign now.
Mm-hmm.
They're so busy with derailing information. Doesn't matter how much money we raise, Kurt.
Yeah, it'll go to the campaign, and they'll spend it so many times with the same media they accuse of being, well.
But don't worry, Kurt, you'll almost get there, so that next time, buddy, you were so close, you just might get there if you do it again. Another lie they continue to tell, ladies and gentlemen. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Now, I know Ted Cruz, and I know that Rand Paul and Ron Paul and you know, Ben Carson and, you know, whoever, Carly Fiorina and Jeb Bush and Bush, John Kasich, and who's the other goofballs up there? What's that guy's name? He's from Cuba.
Marco Rubio.
Oh, yeah, Marco Rubio. Okay, now I understand all those guys have some of the most so-called brilliant strategists in the world, Kurt. And either they're completely stupid, absolutely ignorant, willfully negligent in their duties, in their due diligence, or they're sellouts, Kurt. You can't have it both ways. And I, Sam Bushman, with about an IQ of maybe 50, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to call all these people on the carpet and say they're all full of baloney, Kurt. It's absolutely bogus. The chances of us winning any election with a conservative, with somebody who we believe in that would right the country, that would go back to God, family, and country, that would restore the checks and balances designed by the founders in the supreme law of the land, the chances of us going back to that when they believe that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are two of the most admired people in the world. You'll never get it done, sir. Never. And so the only way to get it done is take back the media first so that we can educate instead of indoctrinate. And once we educate people on the true principles and what really matters and how we really go about changing the direction of the country, we're nowhere. I mean, let's say that I put, let's say $1 billion in. Is that going to elect my guy, Kurt?
Good point. Well,
if the American people, by and large, believe that Barack and Hillary are the two most admired people, I mean, they're the bomb.com, buddy. I mean, they even Trump Star Wars. Okay?
Wow.
Then, you know what? I don't have a prayer on this green earth, Kurt. Now, you could say, well, Sam, they second up believe in Trump. If you believe the mainstream press has put Trump second in line in the minds of Americans, because Trump's our friend and he's going to take down the same people that put him there, you have lost your mind, friends. And this is the problem that we face, Kurt. There's no way they'll ever get it done. Until we take back the media, we are nowhere. And I can't get really anybody to help us do it, Kurt.
Well, that was a great point, Sam.
In fact, even our friends say, oh, Sam, you just want to get rich. You just want me to help you get rich, don't you?
You know, the one thing that is nice is to find those ones who don't feel that way, who do feel that there's an important part that they can play. And, you know, when you look at the size of the American population, 300 plus million, you know, just imagine what 1%, you know, 3 million people can do. It's incredible to think of.
And, yeah, but I kind of feel like who was in the scriptures? He's like, hey, I can find a bunch of people that'll fight and stand for freedom and do good. And the Lord's like, no, you can't. Yeah, I can. Well, hey, wait, can I find 50? Wait, can I find 20? What was that? Who was that? Lot? Yeah,
that was Job. Or,
oh, Job?
I guess.
I think it was Lot, Kurt.
Lot. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Lot at Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah, good point.
And I kind of feel like that. Now, that doesn't mean we should give up. Lot was protected and guided, and the Lord still loved him and everything. I'm not saying that there's not good things that can happen and that God's not in our lives. He certainly is. But I'm saying I'm finding that there are less people than I thought with us. Every day I turn around, I find there are really less. I was just under this illusion that there was more or a group. Even our friends aren't there, Kurt. Really? There's very few. I mean, can you find 50 people that you could totally rely on? I doubt it.
Yeah, that's good.
I doubt it. But don't worry. You got Star Wars bringing in $1 billion, and Hillary and Barack are the two most, think about this, admired man and woman on the planet, my friend. Now, what does admired mean, Kurt?
Well, I mean, Sam, if you have the media and you make somebody look good, you put them on the front page, you tell people about all the wonderful things they do, gallivanting around the world to save the planet and do all these different, and they're going to be admired, aren't they?
Without question, and that's why I say until we can change that game, until we can really educate instead of indoctrinate in the minds and hearts of enough Americans, even if we could get to 1%. See, that's the difference. Somebody says to me, Sam, don't buy an AM radio station because, you know what, nobody's listening. And what they really want is they want the masses. They want me to replace the mainstream press. And my response is, I don't need to do that or want to do that at all. Will 1% listen? Or will 0.25% listen? Will enough listen to change the game? How much do we really need to affect change? How much do we really need to let that leaven, if you will, change society? And that's why I'm not preaching discouragement here, Kurt, but I'm making a point. We have got to change our strategies and think differently. I'm not interested in changing the masses. I have no illusions that I'm going to get even 0.25% of Americans to listen to our media or to believe in what we say at all. But I don't need that, Kurt. I need to arm a very tiny contingent of activated Americans with knowledge, with facts, with details, so that they can then leaven society. It'll happen through word of mouth. It'll happen through blogs. It'll happen through new media. It'll happen through, but it's got to start somewhere. And the new media is the place it's starting, but it's so hard to even get our people to realize the value and participate in. They're just like, oh man, I talked to a friend the other day and I'm like, hey, what if I bought a big radio station in LA or Chicago? Would that be awesome? Oh yeah, it'd be incredible. He says, we could tell so many people. 99% of those people, Kurt, aren't going to listen, aren't going to care. The second I go off and tell them I'm not a racist and I'm a white guy, then they hate me. The second I talk about, you know, getting rid of Social Security or the socialism, the welfare programs, you know what, 50% that are on the dole hate me. The second I don't need to talk to all those people. They're never going to agree with me or listen or follow or learn or gain knowledge at all, period. For various reasons. If they even listened in the first place. Okay? The only people that I really want to find in America are the people who are true blue. The people who believe in God, family, and country. The people who believe in protecting life, liberty, and property. How do I get to those people is the only question left. How do I get to that 1%? What's 1% of 300 million people, Kurt? 3 million, right?
Yes.
That's not a very big audience to get, is it, Kurt?
Well, you know, it doesn't seem like it would be too hard to do.
Now, do I even need to get to those 3 million, or are most of those 3 million family members and friends of maybe the 500,000 that would listen?
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm convinced if you had the 500,000, even the 100,000, that truly were educated, listened and knew. I don't care if they listen to Drudge, me, you, Alex Jones, Joyce Riley, you know, John Statmiller, Vincent Finelli, Mike Rivero, you know, the list goes on, Chris Ann Hall, the list goes on and on of the friends and the talk show hosts. I don't care who they listen to. They're getting solid constitutional restorative information that can change the game, that can leaven society, that can get to these people that can make a difference. We don't even have to talk to or touch them all. They don't even have to know my name, Kurt. Those things aren't important. What is important is to arm them with the facts so that they can then leaven society with the information. And that doesn't take much. You get 100 AM stations across the country, and I bet you could get that done, Kurt. It wouldn't change much. For example, this climate change lie. How many people knew that John Kerry said even if we cut the CO2, it wouldn't make a bit of difference? What if most of our people knew that most Americans named Barack and Hillary the most admired man and woman in the world? And they've done so for literally years and years. Why? Listen, because the poll tends to reflect names of people who have recently appeared in news headlines. That's what the Gallup poll chief and editor says. So what if they knew that? Would it change the game? See, I think knowledge is power, Kurt. I think that understanding and true facts can dispel a little bit of light, can get rid of a lot of darkness. So by no means am I being negative by saying I think we have less and less and less people. But I'm also realizing that we don't need as many people as we may have thought we needed either. And that is the, in my opinion, good news of this whole discussion. We don't need that many people, Kurt. I don't need to talk to the masses. If I could talk to 100,000 active, solid, believe in God, family, country, willing to do something about it Americans, what's that, Kurt? It's not even 0.1%, is it?
That's a great point, Sam. It's a lot less than the 3 million.
What is it, 1/30th of 1%?
Well, 1% is 3 million, so 1/10 of 1% would be 300,000.
Yep.
So, you know, it's less than that.
So it's 0.3% or 0.03% of Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I believe that would be enough to really change the game, Kurt. Most Americans know something's wrong. It wouldn't take a lot of education to get them on the beam to understand. But they don't know where to look for solutions is the biggest problem. And they don't know who the problems are. I'm telling you right now to take courage, ladies and gentlemen. This is not meant to be a message of discouragement. This is not meant to be a downer, but it is meant to be a reality check. Even when the Lord said, you have less, you have less, you have less, you have less. Was it a discouraging statement by the Lord? I don't think so. I think it was a reality check and then a move forward with what we've got, but it's plenty with the Lord on our side idea. This nation shall endure, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake about that. Those who are on the side of the Prince of Peace win, I promise. The question is, where do you stand and what are you going to do in the meantime to make that reality, huh? Let's have plenty of faith and make our faith solid with our works, shall we? LibertyRoundtable.com. Hey, thanks.